Blog Talk Radio.
New direction.
protection, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God. Looks like we're having shalom, Sister Jeanette. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. I don't know where the rest of our brothers and sisters are, but we're praying. I've been praying that God makes a way that they're able to get into the chat room or by phone. But we thank God that we can come together. As two or three gather together in my name, the Lord said, I'll be there. Praise God, He's here. Glory to God, He's here anyway by His Holy Spirit. But praise God. And another wonderful night. Glory to God. And we can come together and, you know, focus on the Lord for sure and understand who he is and how much we need him in the days we live. How much do we truly need him in the days we live and what he's leading to and pointing to. And we'll give it here a few more minutes, see if anybody else comes in before we get into what the, you know, the Lord has shown me to share about what I'm doing at John 17:17 ministry, what God brought back to me and how he did it. It's absolutely amazing. As I've been in the Word of God and going by book, chapter by chapter, and precept upon precept, and then he told me to stop right now, stop it at the moment, and that you go to this, and I want to share with others. Okay, sis, hurry back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we come here together in the name of Jesus. And then I'm waiting on others to come, praise God, and God makes a way. Hallelujah. I trust you, Lord. Trust you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we honor and praise you, Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters. We pray, Lord, that you make a way where there seems to be no way, and that you're able to open the chat room and open the phone lines. And, Father, the ones, whichever way, Facebook, Skype, that, God, you make a way. And we ask for you to intervene, Lord, and be part of that we are here together. And very grateful for this night and the time to be still and know that you're God, and this rest in your presence, to worship and honor you, and that we're thanking you for another day, another week, and that we are getting closer and closer to our homecoming. And as you are leading us to focus on that and other parts about our relationship with you, oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you so much in the days and times we live, Lord. And we say hallelujah and glory to God that you are worthy, Lord, that you are worthy. Hallelujah. Well, let's put on some music and see if someone else shows up. Praise God.
The work of the Holy Ghost is to shake and
clear in your understanding, so you'll say, this is the day, and now is the time, and this is the place, and I'll no longer look back, and I'll no longer wonder when, but I'll declare, now is the time, and the Spirit of God shall work in my house, and in my family, and in my children, and in my address, not someplace else, but in my house, and the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Hey, come on, get a loud shout.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop.
Seems so big, and now they've come, and they're here today. No longer wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring by my Spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way, and by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength, and a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We've got to move on. Praise God. I pray that others, they'll come when God makes the way. I don't know if people are having trouble getting in, but we're going to move on because it need to share what the Lord is putting in my heart and how exciting it really is. How exciting it really is, and understand what kind of relationship we've got to have with the Lord. I mean, that it's everything about Him in our life, that we need Him, that we are to abide in Him, and that we know Him by the Spirit of God that lives within us, and that it's understanding how the Lord is moving and how he's bringing changes quickly, very quickly, by all that was going on and all that's happening. Today I heard a video that showed clearly all that's going on. Oh, there's Brother Andrew. Praise God. Bless you, brother. Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. You and Sis Erica and Sis Jeanette, praise God. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. But if y'all get a chance, if you want the whole message, you'll have to go to Rumble. But it's called The Kiss of the Serpent by Robert Breaker, Pastor Robert Breaker, I think Cloud Church or something. But you probably can look at it if you put in Kiss of the Serpent. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it will blow you away, because what God has shown him by what happened in the Garden of Eden and what happened in the days of Noah and in the times is happening now. Did you know that, just give you a part of it, that what the serpent has, and that his fangs are like the best kind of shot, or whatever you want to call that thing, that puts stuff into your thing. They're the most perfect made, but that they've watered it down. The Word of God calls it poison. Now they call it venom. What I can say a little bit about it, like I said, you need to check out that video, Kiss of the Serpent, with Pastor Robert Breaker and at Rumble, because you won't get it all at Facebook. At YouTube, because they won't allow it, because they don't want you to know the truth. The devil doesn't want people to know the truth. But the same type thing that is in that venom is in the same of these vipers. You might as well call it that, because that's where it comes, from the pit of hell. It should have nothing to do with it. And pray for our loved ones that are deceived or misled, and that some that's taken it. God has protected them over all, praise God. Now, I can tell you, we've had some circumstances because of it. And I've heard others, and the lady today was putting up TikTok and showing how many precious people's lives are gone because of this evil thing. And understand, their agenda is to steal, kill, and destroy, because that's who they serve. And that we need to be bold and stand up for the truth. But we're all learning to do it in love. To do it in love. Amen. Amen, brother. Hey, it's nowadays all kinds of things are going on. That we can come together and trust the Lord, and that we know that the Lord is able, and by His grace and mercy and love, that He watches all over. I mean, over each of us, and it'll just blow you away with the kind of things and what it said in there, and what He showed, and what He was talking about. He was just talking about the serpent at the start, but boy, you knew where he was going. You knew he was going, and then it led right to it. The same type things it does to people, this thing is doing it too. Do you wonder where they get the ideas from? Their symbol, the medical symbol. Who are they worshiping? You know? Oh, Lord have mercy, brothers and sisters. What a day we live. That's why you need to be right with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, because death is all around. But God is greater, that we have the life of God in us. At the most, you know, we face would be physical death. But praise God, there's been a place that we're in the time, the season of his return, that he is he is pressing upon me, that we might have to face that, praise God. But we have victory over it. We have victory over it with Jesus, the one who is victorious over physical and spiritual death. I don't know if people realize that, what Christ did. He went through it all so that we could live, not just physical, but eternally. But eternally. You know, that's what he faced and conquered. That's the big one. And hallelujah, that he would do that. Oh, man. Absolutely amazing. But anyway, let me share with you, and I would urge you, and you know, I would urge you to check out what I'm doing now at John 17, 17 Ministry, as I was sharing with Sis Jeanette early, that I've been doing the Bible, the Word of God in the New Testament. Yes, I know, sis. Right before us, but God is revealing it when it's perfect in its time. You know? It seems, yeah, it really does. Anyway, I've been doing the Word of God, and I'm in the book of Peter. And 1 Peter is tremendous, and 2 Peter, the first chapter, is fantastic. But then 2 Peter 2 is very heavy and powerful about talking about people who are not really believers and how they act and what they'll do. And some people try to say, well, believers have fallen. No, you start reading it, you'll understand that they were never born again believers. But the Lord said stop. And how he told me to stop is that I'm sitting in here and I'm getting ready to do my Bible study for 2 Peter 2, right? And my kitty's in here. And you know how kitties are. And she lately has been wanting to be in here. And she's been laying where we've done some straightening. She's been laying on a couple of ring binders that I put my my messages in, or try to put some of them. I haven't done a lot lately. But she usually lays down on a couple of ring binders that are laying, you know, together. And I made a couple of spots clear for her. Well, I was sitting there, and I watched her, and then she didn't go down to the one she usually goes to, but she jumped up on the other one I cleared for her to make it, you know, I had a lot of weight there, and I was afraid it would collapse on her, so I moved some things around. And she was up there. And when I looked down, brothers and sisters, when I looked down, where did I put it? Did I put it right here? Yeah, I put it right here. This, let's see, where did I put it? I laid it here somewhere. And I'll find it here in a minute. Give me a chance.
Oh, Lord.
Did I put it back? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I know now. Never, brother, so I'll tell you, I got it on computer too. This is the page that came up. It came up. Let me share. This is strong and powerful and exciting. The page that came, that fell, I mean, that was moved somehow from the stack of papers that are you know, low, and the cat has not ever touched any of the papers or anything down there. It was laying where she usually lays, but she usually lays right there, first of all. It's her favorite spot. But at this time, when she was walking across, she jumped up, and I was watching her, so why'd you do that? And I looked down, and this is the paper. Listen to this. This is what was there. And this was a message I did in May 9th, 2019. But the Lord has brought it back. And now he wants me to do a series at John 17, 17 about this right here. How to be ready for the Lord Jesus coming. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? How to be ready for the Lord Jesus coming. Shalom, Sis Consuelo. Welcome, sis. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. And this is the message. I mean, this is the first page, okay? Shalom, brothers, sisters, in Christ Jesus. Mercy, grace, love from God the Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, and the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit, amen? We are here now, brothers and sisters. We are in the very window of time of the Lord Jesus' return, amen? It is time to make sure we are truly ready. How are we to be ready? The Lord Jesus is going to reveal this to us tonight. The Spirit of Christ is alive and well. He is here with us and to help us, comfort us, and prepare us for his glorious appearing and coming. Amen. So as we are in this time now, this generation of the fig tree, the Lord Jesus said, has told us, prophesied something about us. Hallelujah. Told us and prophesied something about us. And brothers and sisters, that's a message that he's told me to share now at John 17:17 ministry, that people would hear the truth about his coming, and that he has even changed the music, pointing to that glorious coming. And we as believers, how are we prepared? How we have been changed? It's in this word right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Acts 17. Praise the name of the Lord. 27 through 31. Acts 17, 27 through 31. This was so that we would seek God, if perhaps that we might grasp for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. No, he's not. He has been made to come close. He is here by his Holy Spirit. You can reach out and grasp hold of him. For in him, understand, if you really want to live in this life and definitely the life to come that's eternal, for in him we live and move and exist. That is, in him we actually have our being, who we really are, who God wants us to be. As even some of your poets have said, for we also are his children. So then, being God's children, we should not think that the divine nature, deity, is like gold or silver or stone or image formed by art, imagination, or the skill of man. I would add technology. I would add worshiping demons, worshiping the Lucifer, angel of light, worshiping men, worshiping women, worshiping all kinds of other things that are idolatry. Therefore, God overlooked and disregarded the former ages of ignorance. Well, this ain't the age of ignorance no more. The truth is out there. And the truth is not talking about aliens. The truth is about Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. A personal relationship, a life through Jesus Christ. Therefore, ignorant. But now he commands all people everywhere to what? Repent. It's turning from our way of living. It's turning from Satan's way of living and the sinful nature and turn to the living God and his righteousness and his truth and his way and his life. That's what repent means. Turning from your dead ways and turning to God's living way. That is to change your old way of thinking, to regret your past sins, and thank him that he died for your sins, and to seek God's purpose for your life. Now, that's true repentance, because this is getting ready to happen. Oh, hallelujah. And you don't want to face him as your judge. You want to meet him as your Savior and King, because he has set a day when he will judge the inhabited world in what? In righteousness, by a man whom he has appointed and destined for that task. And he has provided credible proof to everyone by raising him from the dead. Understand, the Son of God is a glorified man, and that the God of all creation, the God of heaven and that he is a glorified man, who what God has done, that we identify with him, and that he is the one who will judge, as he being a man, but he is a perfect and holy and righteous one, the only one that can judge, no one else but him. Hallelujah. So that's what the Lord was showing and understanding how much it is about Jesus. And like I said at the start of this, what the Lord showed me is to know him is to seek him and love him. Amen. To know him is to seek him and love him. That is so important, that it's a relationship with the Lord. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Let's start it tonight. Thank God for all y'all. Praise God. God made a way for y'all to be here. Father, we thank you and praise you for the truth you're revealing. Father, we thank you for the times we're living and what you're doing in our lives and how exciting it really is and getting more exciting by all that we see that's going on in the world. Is setting up for the things of the fallen one, and that his man or his the beast, the Antichrist, the son of perdition will come. But before that time, Lord, you're coming for your church and bride, and that you're showing us and you're leading us as by the word that you want us to share to prepare people and know that Jesus is coming, and by the songs you put on our hearts and to sing to celebrate and point us to and reveal to us the banquet table, the feast, the marriage supper of the Lamb, hallelujah, where we're going to be with you and to be with our loving Heavenly Father. And because of you, Lord Jesus, that we're able. We lift up your name, Lord, and that your name is high above all other names. And Lord, at that name, every knee shall bow, and all the demons will flee and run, and they cringe and understand who you are, how powerful and wonderful you are. We thank you, Lord, that by your name and by your shed blood that they can't cross the line, that you watch over the Lord's hour and protect the connections and the airways and phones and draw in the ones that need to hear this truth. And, Lord, that others need to know it and that you will lead us to share it and that you will put it where it needs to be, that others that need to hear this and make sure their life is right with you, with the Father, by believing and having faith in you alone and being born again by your Spirit. We honor and praise you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the power, the anointing of the Spirit, that we bring forth this truth and get excited and rejoice and renewed and strengthened and know that we do not face nothing alone, that you are with us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing in each one of our lives. And whatever we're going through, it's making us more like you, Lord Jesus, and that's growing and maturing and understanding how much we depend upon you and all that we face and understand that you are greater than anything of this world and the fallen one. And we honor and praise you, and we thank you. We celebrate, Lord, and we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The first song tonight, hallelujah, has been in my head this week. It's an older song, but it's a powerful praise song. It's called His Banner. And the scripture for it, hallelujah, is, guess of all places, Song of Solomon, 2:4. Listen to what the Word of God says. He has brought me to his banqueting place or banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. Waving overhead, get this picture, to protect and comfort me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And even more than just a banner over us, he's within us. His banner over us is love. Hallelujah. Worship and get excited, brothers and sisters, about what the Lord is doing and he's getting ready to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen now.
Me to
understand that you share this truth, how serious it really is.
Sorry about that, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is mine. I have a lover. He is mine.
And his banner over me is love. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, his banner over me. His love. Hallelujah. Yeah. You excited?
Feel the love of God in this place. We believe your goodness. We receive your grace. We delight ourselves at your table, oh God. You do all things well. Just look at our lives.
Amen.
Me to his banqueting table.
Amen. We're going there permanently soon.
Me to his banqueting table. And his banner over me is love.
Hallelujah.
I am loved and he is mine. I am the lover and he is mine.
And his banner over me is love.
It's banner over me is love.
Hallelujah. Glory. Praise his name.
We can feel the love of God in this place. We believe your goodness. We receive your grace. We delight ourselves at your table, oh God. You do those things well. Just look at our lives.
Amen. Hallelujah! Worry!
Amen!
Over me is Amen. Yes, his banner over me. Over me. In love. Amen. Hallelujah. We can feel the love of God in this place. We believe your goodness. We receive your grace. We delight ourselves at your table, oh God. You do all things well. Just look in our lives. We can feel the love of God in this place. We believe your goodness. We receive your grace. I'm delighting yourself at your table, oh God. You do all things well. Just look at our lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Worry. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. That is so right, brothers and sisters. That, you know, in singing, in clapping, and dancing, and playing instruments, and playing it with all your heart. So powerful of praises to God and the gifts that he gives people to be able to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. I figured that one would encourage you in the Lord, James. He said, that's the one I want you to sing. I want you to sing tonight. It's because you're coming to the banquet table. You're coming to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Rejoice, brothers and sisters. Rejoice, my children, the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, sis, you want to come and continue the worship and praise? That we come humbly before the Lord to honor and worship him and lift up his name, for he is worthy. When we realize about our life and what he has done, and I pray that people look at our lives and see the change that has happened in our life and who we depend upon, not ourselves, not the government, not religion, but Jesus. Oh, yes. You have to be a born-again believer and have faith in the Lord and know him personally. It's so important. Amen, sis.
Amen.
Bless you,
hi, brother.
Sister. Hey.
Bless you,
how you
too.
Doing?
All of you as well.
Amen. Praise God. You want to continue the worship and praise tonight that we focus on the Lord and know how much he does love
amen.
Us?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Amen.
Praise God.
living with your promise written on my heart. I am yours.
Love you with all I am. Jesus is coming
like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing even so. Lord Jesus, come. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, or will be news. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon, oh, like a bride waiting for a groom. There will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. We sing, He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait. You're coming soon. You, God, we wait. You're coming soon, like a bride waiting for a groom. We'll be at church, ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. A bride waiting for a groom. We'll be at church, we'll be ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. We sing, He will soon come. Lord Jesus, come. He will soon come. Lord Jesus, come. He will soon come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Come. Amen. Yes. Yes. I do believe He's hearing our cries and prayers, sis. I really do. Hallelujah. He's at the door, glory to God. He really is. He's at the door. Hallelujah. When you see these things happening, He says in Matthew 24, I am at the door. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen. When He's talking about that, He's talking about His second coming. So how much closer? How much closer are we to Him coming for us before He'll bring judgment on this world that rejects Him? Hallelujah. It's exciting. We are in exciting times, glorious times.
Amen.
And we need to trust Him because the tests and trials are getting stronger, for sure. And the attacks of the enemy are coming left and right. But
yeah.
God is great, and He's showing Himself that way to us as we deal with everyday life, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, that's true. That's true, brother.
All right. Praise God.
Okay.
Well, thank you for sharing your heart and the praise and worship and preparing us for His mighty word and to hear what the Lord is saying to us tonight. And we'll get back with you at the end where you sing a beautiful song about His light, His light of light, that makes us shine and that we would shine for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bible. Glory to God, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sis Jeanette and her heart and the praise and worship that God puts on her heart to share, right? Hallelujah. Well, the word tonight, this leads in everything else we've been learning, that we've been last week that we were talked about, that we were called and we heard the call. We heard the call of God to come home. Come to me through my son, Jesus Christ. Come to me, to the Savior, the one that could save you, the only one who could save you, that you need to be eternally saved. And the Lord did it, praise God. And that we have been chosen to be servants, to be messengers, to be the light, to shine Jesus in a very dark world. Hallelujah. Now, part of our relationship and understand is that we are to seek the Lord. Remember the disciples, and he came and said, who you seek? We're looking for the Messiah. We're looking for the one they call Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are to seek in the times we live. We are to seek the Lord Jesus for such a time as this. Oh, how much do we need this? How many lies and deceptions are out there? Who can you trust? Who can you trust? The only one you can trust, totally trust, is him. The one who loved you so much that he died for you. That he rose again for you, that he took care of our sin nature and broke the power of sin over us with the evil, wicked one that wants anything, any good in your life except to steal, kill, and destroy you and wants you in hell with him. But praise God, the Lord came to set the captives free. The Lord Jesus came to set us free from the following Satan, praise God, and his nature. And hallelujah, the only way that nature of death can be changed is you be raised up, created in a new life of God. What he intended for Adam and Eve, he has made sure and eternal through his son Jesus for us. Hallelujah. Available for all. And that part of that, each one in our place, we need to seek him in the days we live. We truly do. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, thank God. Our glorious Savior and King Jesus and the ever-present Holy Spirit. Praise God for the mighty Holy Spirit. Amen. So this week and this night, after we have learned and know that we are called, praise God, as born-again believers in Christ, we took heed to the call of God because of his love for us. Amen. Why could we do this? Why? Was this even possible as lost, dying, condemned sinners as we were? Because God's love for us is greater than all of our sin and the nature of it. Understand this truth. And understand if anybody tells you any different, they are not telling you the truth. It is because of God's love for us is greater than all our sin and the nature of it. Amen. That is why, in this love that is beyond whatever we could think or dream or hope for, is true and real love. Amen. So this is why the call went out and we heard the Lord. We heard the Holy Spirit calling to us to come home, to be who God intended us to be. And have the best for us, which is eternal life. Amen? The other part of this is when you become born-again believers, you have been chosen to serve and obey the Lord Jesus, to share the message of the Father's love and grace toward us, toward all his created children. Amen? The glory, to glorify the Father through the Son and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's God's eternal formula. That is God's way. Now, as we are called and chosen for such a time as this, what is next? What is next? What are we to say and do for the Lord as we watch and we wait for him to come for us and take us home to heaven? The answer is in the message tonight. We are to seek the Lord Jesus for such a time as this. Amen. So what is the definition of seek? To go in search or quest of, to seek the truth, to try to find or discover by searching or questioning, to go to seek a place to rest. Oh, hallelujah. It seems like God's will and purpose for us, doesn't it? Right there in a secular dictionary. So clearly, by the very definition of this word, how truly important it is for us to do this as believers in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shalom there, Ben. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. So clearly, by the very definition of the word and how important it is for believers in Christ, we can do nothing of the will and purpose. We can do nothing of the will and purpose of the Father without seeking and listening to the Son, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In these days and times we live, we should be doing a lot of seeking. Yeah, we should be doing a lot of seeking by praying, by studying God's word, and seeking his wisdom and guidance as we live each day. Amen. Oh, we need to, don't we? So now let's go to one of the ways the Lord gave us to seek him, his mighty word and promises to those who truly seek him. Amen. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 4, verse 29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. You can't be half-hearted with God. You've got to be real. You've got to be wholehearted. I don't even know if that word, I mean, they don't even say that anymore, but I know that they know what real means. You've got to be real with God. It's got to be a commitment. It's got to be a lifestyle change. And he does it when you come to him. Yes, this is what I call being real with God, to really know him and believe him and trust him. You want him in your life and heart. Amen? Psalm 9, verse 10. And those who know your name, and those who know your name, who have experienced your precious mercy. Have you experienced God's precious mercy? Oh, yeah. Every one of us have. Thank God for it. Will put their confidence, trust in you. Who do you put your trust in? The Lord Jesus? Or a pastor? Or religion? Or government? Or leaders? Or yourself? We need to trust him. They'll put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not abandoned those who seek you. No. No, Jesus will never abandon you. It don't matter where you're at, what's happened, where you're at in your life with the Lord. He'll never abandon you. I know that. I have a testimony for that. I'm very grateful. Even if you're in the darkest place or down in the gutter or down the valley, the Lord is with you. That you are his child, he'll never leave you. He don't want you there, but he'll be there with you and draw you back, just like the prodigal son. Oh, praise the Lord. When you trust and believe in the Lord Jesus, his word and his promise is this: I have not abandoned those who seek you. He has never abandoned anyone who seeks them. In the New Testament, here is a portion of scripture that makes it much clearer. Now, as you heard it in the Old Testament, listen to it in the New Testament. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. And one thing I'm learning is when we see these things, you think, how possible can this really be? It can be. Because God wouldn't put it in there if you weren't able to do it. But understand, you cannot do it in your flesh. Oh, no, no. The only way you can do it is by your new nature and character and by the Holy Spirit in your life. Listen to what it says. Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money and shun greed and be financial ethical. Well, the only way that happens is be a born-again believer. Being content with what you have. For he has said, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up or leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. That's great. That's great comfort. That's great promises. That's real love. And that he's able to do it. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Nothing greater than God, that's for sure. Even much more clear that the Lord, because of his love for us, his concern for us, knowing we need him so much, because we cannot stand alone without him. He promises us, he will in no way leave us or forsake us or abandon us. Never. Remember, he's eternal. Everything that God does and promises is eternal. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 14, verse 2. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there's any who understand and act wisely, who truly seek after God, longing for wisdom and guidance. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of man to see if, number one, if there are any who understand, amen. Number two, act wisely, amen. Number three, who truly seek after God, amen, seek after him. Number four, longing for his wisdom and guidance, amen. And number five, doing all this, then you will not seek the wisdom and guidance of man and this world. Amen? God's wonderful, amazing grace comes to those who seek him and want to know him more. Amen. Psalm 27, verse 8. When you said, God said, seek my face in prayer. Require my presence as your greatest need. And it really is, brothers. It really is. My heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I seek on the authority of your word. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is an intimate closeness with the Lord Jesus, brothers and sisters. To know him and be with him and make time for him and truly seek him in prayer and his word. Amen. Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord. Hallelujah. And rejoice. Why? Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. You righteous. Because he's taking from a sinful nature to a righteous nature. That's good to be, that should be exciting and be glad and rejoice in, isn't it? Who actively seek right standing with him. Amen. How do you get that right standing with God the Father? It's through your faith in the Son. He is the one who's done it. Hallelujah. Shout for joy, all you upright in heart. And you should be able to when you really know what has happened in your life. And what you have been saved from, and what you'll never face because of Christ, and what he has done at the cross and the grave, glory to God. Praise God. I pray that everyone listening tonight in the archives. I pray that everyone listen tonight in the archives. Amen. You want to seek him, to be right standing with him. Amen. Yes, I pray this. I think I left that out. Pray this, that everyone is listening tonight in the archives. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 14. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Wisdom and guidance and commands of the Lord, his word. That we take heed to this guidance and wisdom for us to turn from the evils of this world and do good and not bad things, amen. The other part of this wisdom and command is us to seek peace and pursue it. Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, who is the Prince of Peace for us? Excuse me. Jesus Christ, who gives us peace past all understanding of man in this world, amen. Seek and pursue Jesus Christ, amen. Psalm 37, verse 16. Better is a little of the righteous who seek the will of God than the abundant riches of many wicked godless. Oh, amen to that, right? Better is a life not about things or fortune of this world, but the little of the righteous is much greater than all the riches of the world. Amen? For as born-again believers, what is it that we are to do in this life now? Seek the will of God. Amen? Psalm 40, verse 16. Let all who seek and rejoice and be glad in you, let those who love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah. Not us, not religion. The Lord be magnified. Amen. Hallelujah. To lift up the name of Jesus above every other name. Oh, praise his name forever. Let all who seek you, number one, rejoice and be glad in you. Amen. Number two, let those who love your salvation, hallelujah. And number three, the Lord be magnified, amen. Psalm 53, verse 2. God has looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there's anyone who understands, who seeks after God, who requires him, who longs for him as essential to life. Now, that's talking about that you want to be with him, that you want to life with him, that you want to be close to him. You want to know him and know about him. It's to seek him. He longs for him who longs for him essential to life. Oh, yeah. God has looked down from heaven upon the children of man to see. Hallelujah. Who seeks after God, who requires him, who longs for him, essential life, know this. Know this, that he is all that. He is. To have real life, the life that God intended, an eternal life, to seek after God, that you require him, that you long to be with him and have time for him and fellowship. Amen. Psalm 105, verse 3, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek and require the Lord as their most essential need rejoice. Glory in his name and rejoice, brothers and sisters. Understand who he is and what he has done for each of us. To know that, to seek the Lord Jesus, that he is the most important part of your life and your heart. The greatest need is him. Then you can rejoice. Hallelujah, amen. Psalm 105, verse 4. Seek and deeply long for the Lord and his strength and his power, his might. Seek and deeply long for his faith and his presence continually. Oh, yes. Seek and deeply long for the Lord and his, number one, his strength. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me and strengthens you. Philippians 4:13, amen. Number two, his power by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will give you gifts in power. He will comfort you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will refresh you. Hallelujah. Give you energy. He'll give you boldness. Hallelujah. Amen. His might, great and powerful is the Lord. And he is greater than anything of man and of Satan. Praise God. Number four, seek and deeply long for his faith. That you seek after the Lord and you long to see his beautiful face, his eyes that shine love, bright and shining, and his smile that brings peace and love that is poured out through his eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. And number five, his presence continually by the Holy Spirit in our lives, in his presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. By his grace, mercy, and love, we who seek him and know that we need him and nothing of ourselves. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 119, verse 2. And favored by God are those who keep his testimonies and who consistently seek him and long for him with all their heart. Like I said, you got to be real with God. This is a relationship like no other relationship you have. Who consistently seek him and long for him with all your heart. Each of us, brothers, sisters in Christ, amen. Why do we do this? Why do we want to do this? Because we love him and trust him. We know he loved us first at our worst in sin and still wants to save us and have a relationship with us. To know him is to seek him. Amen. Isn't that just amazing and wonderful? What kind of love God has for us. Even though we were his enemies and sinners, that we had the nature of the rebellious one, God in Jesus Christ died for us so that we could live with him. That he took care of everything that we could not take care of. And he's made a way where there was no way. And he's made a way for all eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 2, verse 4. If you seek skillful and godly wisdom as you would silver and search for her as you would hidden treasures, oh, that takes effort, don't it? How are we to seek godly wisdom like looking for or seeking for silver or hidden treasures? Well, that takes a lot of effort. Usually a lot of digging and searching, amen? The saying for God's wisdom and direction, seek and you will find, amen? Proverbs 21, verse 21. A lot of sevens there. He who earnestly seeks righteousness and loyalty finds life, righteousness, and honor. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he's brought to our lives. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 13. Oh, listen to this one. As I set my mind to seek and explore by man's wisdom all human activity that has been done under heaven. Listen to this, what it says about it. It is a miserable business and a burdensome task which God has given the sons of men with which to be busy and distressed, because he wants you to have a life that he wants for you, not your own personal making of your life, or I did it my way, like the examples of Frank Sinatra and Elvis. We saw what they had, yes, fame and fortune, but their lives wasn't so great. So what, so you see what seeking man for answer brings? To seek what people think and know, what the world, religion thinks. All of this is a miserable business that will make you miserable. What else? Busy, distracted, and distressed. And that's what the enemy wants. Brothers and sisters, we should not go there, but seek the Lord Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit for guidance and wisdom and how to live and have direction from him. Amen? Praise God. This next one has really touched me and Sister Brenda's life. And hear the promises of the Lord and see the progression of it. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans and thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. Then you will what? Call on me. And you will come and pray to me. And I will hear your voice. And I will listen to you. Then, with a deep longing, you will seek me. You will seek me and require me as a vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Not half-hearted. You've got to humble yourself, empty yourself, dump everything else you have, and be filled with Jesus. And be filled with his spirit. Get rid of all the baggage. Get rid of all the garbage. Of all the wisdom and the ideas of men. And turn to the Lord. And seek him. Hallelujah. What kind of seeking? What kind of seeking? Seeking. Number one, with a deep longing, you will seek me. Amen. Number two, require me as a vital necessity in your life. Amen. That's eternal life. Amen. Number three, you will find me. Hallelujah. Amen. When you search for me. Amen. And number five, with all your heart. Amen. That's all truth. So everything of God is real. And we are to be real with him and seeking him. Amen. Hosea 10:12. So, with a view of righteousness, that righteousness like seed may germinate, reap in accordance with mercy and loving kindness. How? With mercy and loving kindness. Part of what the fruit of the Spirit is. He makes us who we are. We as people without Christ are not capable of this. Oh, you might have a little bit, but not a lifestyle. I can guarantee you that. Break up your own uncultivated ground, for it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It really is like no other time. And to long for his blessing until he comes and rain righteousness and his gift of salvation on you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. That has happened. Glory to God. As it says, the fields are white on the harvest. For the truth has come. Jesus has come. The Savior has come. Hallelujah. The word has been brought forth over thousands and thousands of years. Hallelujah. That many, hallelujah, can come to the Lord and that they are saved and born again and he's ready to come for his harvest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. His blessing and favor through his grace. His very life and character. And join heirs with the Son of the living God. That sort of blows you away when you think about it, doesn't it? Thank you, Jesus. For such a time as this right now, it is time to seek and diligently seek, search diligently for the Lord, for his blessing and his gift of salvation on you. Amen. Zephaniah 2, verse 3. Praise your name forever, Lord. Zephaniah 2, verse 3. Seek the Lord. Search diligently for him and regard him as a foremost necessity of your life. Do you hear a common theme? Do you understand that you depend upon him? You make a mess of your life without him, I'll guarantee it. All you humble of the land who have practiced his ordinances and has kept his commandments, his word, seek righteousness. Seek humility. Regard them as vital. Oh, yeah. Perhaps you will be hidden and pardoned and rescued in the day of the Lord's anger. Hallelujah. Praise God. That will happen. Praise God. By your faith in him. And born again by the Spirit. The one the Lord is coming for. His church and his bride. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord. In doing so, you are to seek righteousness. Seek humility. Be humble. Not arrogant or prideful. That's the flesh. That's religion. That's Satan's way. That's the world's way. That's man's way. But God's way is to be humble and be a servant of the Lord and to serve and honor him and show others the love of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are to be different, brothers and sisters. We are to be like our Savior. Hallelujah. Look to him. Look to him as our example. Look to him, the one who made the path that we are to walk. And God help us that we need him to walk it. Seek humility, the attitude and character of Christ, and regard them as vital, and they really are, to live this new life that we've been given. Born-again believers. Matthew 6, verse 33. But first, and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. Amen. That's the only way you can be. The attitude and character of God that's given to you by your faith in Jesus and born again by his Spirit. And all these things will be given to you also. Hallelujah. God will provide. Praise God. But first and most importantly, seek and aim at, strive after his kingdom and righteousness, add his attitude. The attitude and character of God, amen? Matthew 4, verse 17. For that time Jesus began to preach and said, repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, live your life in a way that proves, repentance proves that you are a new creation, proves that you have the life of God in you. Hallelujah. That you don't live the old life. You're not controlled by the old nature of sin. But you have the life of God in you. Now that's true repentance. That's a true life that's been changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Seek God's purpose for your life. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. The power and authority of heaven was at hand when he was saying that to them. And praise God, he is still here by his Holy Spirit. Glory to his name. Live your life in a way that proves repentance has happened in your life for salvation and eternal life. Something you should want and seek now. Seek God's purpose for your life. Amen. Matthew 5, verse 6. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nourished by God's goodness. Isn't that exciting? Who received this? Are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those who will actively seek right standing with God. They will be completely satisfied. Oh, hallelujah. You're made complete to be the person that God wants you to be, and total complete is through Christ. Blessed and joyful comes to who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those who actually seek right standing with God, amen. For those who do this, for those who hear the call of God for salvation and eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ, what will happen in your life? What will happen in your life? They will be completely satisfied that you'll be at peace. Nothing else in your life will satisfy and bring you peace. Only Christ Jesus. Everything else is never satisfied because it wants more and it wants more of you, your life, your money or whatever, control you, to fleece you, to use you, to make you slave, to want to kill and destroy you, get to that place. That's what the flesh wants. It never satisfies. It always wants more and more and more. But when you come to Christ, you are satisfied. That void is filled with Christ, with the life of God. You are brought back to life, hallelujah, the life that God intended. Not a life of sin in this world, but a life of eternal life in eternity. Oh, hallelujah. Of peace, of joy, of hope. Even whatever you're facing, the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satisfied. That's right. You are at peace. You do not fear God's judgment or death because Christ has overcome it all for us because of our sin he took care of. Glory to God. John 4, verse 23. Oh, hallelujah. Here's the truth. But a time is coming. It is already here. Oh, yeah, it's here now. When the true worshipers, not fake, not by their lips only, but true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit, from the heart, the inner self, not lip service, but heart worship. Be real with God. And in truth, hallelujah, what truth? The truth of Jesus, the living word of God that we're able to. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshipers. Isn't that exciting? That God is looking to see who's going to worship and honor him and honor his son and honor the mighty Holy Spirit, the ones that know that we need him, that he loves us more than we can ever think or fathom, and that we depend upon him and not ourselves or this world or fallen man, and definitely not the fallen one, is Jesus. It's to focus and to worship and honor him. What the Father has told us to do, to listen to him, to follow him. Help us, Lord. What kind of worshipers does the Father seek? Real ones. Those in spirit and truth. From the heart, our inner eternal self. Amen. That's the true worshipers of God. Ones that have faith in Jesus are born again. Spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John 15, verse 12, powerful message. Hallelujah, what the Lord is saying to us. John 15, 12. Disciples, relation to each other. This is my commandment, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as I have loved you. A commandment for the Lord Jesus to us, now who seek him, to love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, not the worst, but the best. Amen? Hallelujah. Acts 3, verse 19. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord by his word. So repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, because it's by your free will this happens. God doesn't force it on you. Always available for all. But you've got to make that decision. You've got to make the decision for him in eternal life, or you make the decision for yourself and the following in eternal death. Very clear. Very clear. But it is a decision you have to make. That's why it says, so repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, return to God. Seek his purpose for your life. And his purpose for your life is to be saved and have eternal life and live with him forever. So that, listen to this. Now listen to this and hear this word. So that your sins may be wiped away. What can wash away your sins? Listen, but the blood of Jesus blotted out, completely erased. No sin, brothers and sisters, is washed away. Hallelujah. God doesn't see you as a sinner. He sees you as a son and daughter of God. He sees you in the righteousness of his son. Understand that. The only one that wants you to think that you are a sinner is the fallen one. Hallelujah. You are a son of God. You are a son and daughter of God. Now, we still do with this flesh, and that's part of the suffering as believers until we get our glorified body. But don't have the attitude that you're just a dirty, rotten old sinner and woe is me. No, no, no. No, the Lord wants you to let you know who he is. Who you are in him. That should be a change. Hallelujah. So that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Philippians 3, 1 through 3. Okay, so finally, my fellow believers. Oh, he's talking to believers, isn't he? He's talking to you and me. Continue to rejoice and delight in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble for me as a safeguard for you. Understand that these things are written in the Word of God are possible for you as born-again believers. Look out. Look out for the dog, the Judaizer, the legalist, all of them. He's talking about from Gentiles to Jewish people to legalists, all the things of fallen men and their ways. Look out for troublemakers. Look out for those false circumcised, those who claim circumcision is necessary for salvation. Don't say that in the Word of God. For we who were born again have been reborn from what? Above. Not here on earth. Salvation that God gives us. Oh, his salvation is eternal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Spiritually transformed, renewed, set apart for what? His purpose. In a true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God in glory and take pride in exalting Christ Jesus, not ourselves. Place no confidence. No. In what we or who we are in the flesh. Amen. Oh, praise God. Place your confidence in Christ and who you are in Christ. Thank you, Lord. How you confirm what you are teaching by the Holy Spirit from your mighty word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise God. Everything just goes smoothly in concert. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Regret your past life of sin. Return to God. Seek his purpose and will for your life now. Amen. Oh, Lord, you're awesome. And as I was sharing, here's this word again. And it was in this. I didn't know, but this, the Lord wants us to know this. Acts 17, verse 27. This was so that we would seek God, if perhaps they might grasp for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. The word is spoken. This truth is shared. You will seek God, hoping that you will grasp him and hold on to him and find him as you live now. Amen? Know this, too. He is not far from each one of us. Yeah. It's an A and not a O. Amen? Not far from each one of us. How close is he? He lives in us now. Oh, hallelujah. You are the temple. You are the house of the living God. Hallelujah. Not made by man, but made by God. Oh, hallelujah. He's excited. Hallelujah. Acts 17, 28. Say it this way. Say it this way. For in him we live and move and exist. That is, in him we actually have our being. Oh, hallelujah. And even more, some of your poets have said, for we are his children. Oh, hallelujah. Everyone is God's created children. But you, brothers and sisters, you born-again believers, are special people of the family of God, joint heirs with Christ, because you answered the call of salvation, eternal life through Christ. Hallelujah. It's available for all his created children. That's why we share what we share. The only way to be part of the eternal family of God is through the eternal one, the Savior, the glorious one, the one of his own kind, the only one that can save you. That's the mighty Jesus Christ, the mighty Lord Jesus Christ. And who he is and what he has done, everything else will fail. Know that. It is only in Christ alone, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Acts 17, verse 30. Therefore, God overlooked and discarded the former ages of ignorance. There's no more ignorance. The truth is here and has come. But now he commands. I mean, it's free will. But if you want what the Lord has, you have to hear his command, his call. He commands all people everywhere to repent. That is to change the old way of your thinking, to regret past sins and seek God's purpose for your life, because his purpose is the best. It means eternal life. It means his glorious heaven. It means peace. It means joy. It means rest. The other you don't want any part of. It'll be all what the fallen angels and Satan will receive. And God didn't intend it that. He said it himself. I didn't make hell. I made hell for the devil and the fallen angel. But I pray that you don't want to join them in your arrogance and pride and self, because that's where your nature of sin will take you. But you don't have to go there. You don't have to go there. The Lord wants you to come home with him. Cry out to Jesus. No more excuses. quit seeking your will and way, the world's will and way, and certainly not Satan's will and way. But we are to seek our God and Creator's purpose for our lives. Amen. Romans 2, verse 4. Oh, listen to this. I think this is the one. No, there's another one coming. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. It's very powerful, too. It clears about the difference between faith and works, for sure. Romans 2, verse 4. Or do you have no regard? Or do you have no regard for the wealth of his kindness and tolerance and patience in withholding his wrath, God, that he has, hasn't he? Oh, praise God. Are you actually unaware or ignorant of the fact that God's kindness leads you to repentance? That is to change your old inner self, your old way of thinking. Seek his purpose for your life. Not man, not religion, and not the government of man, but of God. Thank God for his kindness, his tolerance, and patience in withholding his wrath. So for such a time as this, turn away from your old simple way of thinking and living and seek his purpose for your life. Amen? Romans 10, verse 3. Well, we know a lot about the other parts of Romans, but listen to this. For not knowing about God's righteousness, which is based on faith, God's righteousness is based on what? Faith. Listen to the rest. Seeking to establish their own righteousness based on work. That is self-righteousness, not accepted by the Father in heaven. Only by what Christ has done in your life and heart. Not nothing of yourself, lest you would boast foolishly and arrogantly and say, oh, that wasn't enough, Lord. Oh, no, 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 no place you want to be there. Listen, why? Since they did not base their, that they not knowing of God's righteousness, which is based on faith in his son Jesus, and born again by the Spirit, seeking their own, established their own righteousness based on works, that's why we got all the religion, denominations, and everything else, they did not submit to God's righteousness. And what is God's righteousness? It is his son, Jesus. It is his son, Jesus. They're so caught up in their own selves. They're so caught up in their own ways. They're trying to fix things. They're trying to work for things. They're trying to earn things. And the Lord said, you've got to come to me my way. And my way is my son. Hallelujah. And the only way that happens, brothers and sisters, is you come humbly. You can't come in your arrogant pride and look at me way. You've got to come humbly before the Lord. You have to empty yourself. As Paul said, I count everything that I've had in my life and thought was of God and how I was supposed to be and what to do, I count it as dung. And the ways of men and the ways of religion, God has mercy, the ways of the fallen one and the doctrine of the demons, you throw it all out. Throw it overboard. Burn it. Trash it. Nothing but Christ. And him crucified and rose again the third day. What God has done. Not us. Praise his name. That we submit to the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of God through Christ. New creation in him. Hallelujah. You have the righteousness of God, brothers and sisters. Praise his name. We look here. We look here. God's righteousness, which is based on the faith in Jesus Christ, the only one that matters and accepted by God the Father is the true one to seek. Amen? Philippians 3, 8 through 9. Hallelujah. As the Lord leads, glory to his name. But more than that, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege and the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and of growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him, a joy unequal. For his sake, I lost everything, and I considered all garbage, oh, hallelujah, so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, believing and relying on him, not ourselves, not man, not government, not religion, not having any righteousness of my own derived from my obedience to the law or its rituals, but possessing the genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness what comes from God on the basis of faith. Praise you, Lord, as you confirm your word over and over and how eternally important it is. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. As you was orchestrating this whole message tonight, led by the mighty Holy Spirit and what we need to know, praise your name. Hallelujah. But look at man's way and Satan's way, seeking to establish their own righteousness based on work. Look at me. Look how perfect I am. Look at what I do, all the rituals I do, and repetitive things I do, and the works and traditions. Oh, how great I am. Why do they do this? They did not seek and humbly submit to God's righteousness. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Example, there's a man. How great is God's love and over sin? There's a man by Jesus at the cross. His whole lifestyle has been about stealing and thieving from people. That he has been in a sinful lifestyle, and it's led him to the punishment for stealing and breaking the Roman law and God's law, and it was a place that was going to be on the cross because there's consequences to sin. But he must have known something that God gave in godly sense. As he was facing that, he was concerned about eternity. How much smarter was this man over any religious person? He cried out and said, Jesus, please remember me. I believe who you are. When he said, Lord, remember me. He knew who he was. And he knew where he's going because of what he had done. Who do you think revealed that to him? The same Spirit that revealed it to us. And hallelujah. Like I say, God knows people's hearts. Even at the end of his life, how much love that God has, he was there. It's just realizing, coming to the end of yourself and says, oh, Lord, I need you. Even as he was facing death, even close to his last breath, you can cry out to Jesus. A lot of times we don't understand that, but that's how great and powerful God's love is. It's not about being perfect in your flesh in what you do. It's what Christ does. What he does is eternal. If you do anything in your flesh, it's in this time. It's temporary. The works, traditions of men, it's foolishness. And make the things of God in effect because you don't know the truth, because you're being deceived and lied by the enemy. Oh, yeah, it's very important, and it's very simple. As simple as the thief on the cross and many others that came to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. by our faith in Christ for who he is and what he has done brings true and eternal salvation. And the righteousness of God, not what we do, lest anyone boast in himself. Because when you're trying to do it your way, or what man says, then you are boasting and prideful, and there will be a fall that will be coming. Pride goes before a fall. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 12, verse 12. Constantly rejoicing in hope. Because of what? Our confidence in ourselves? No. Our confidence in religion? No. A confidence in works and traditions and rituals? No. In Christ. Steadfast, patient, in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom and guidance and strength. Yes, Lord. Yes, and amen. I pray we all do this for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians 5, verse 13, hallelujah. For you, my brothers, my sisters, were called to what? Freedom. Not back into captivity. Not caught up in rules and regulations of men. Only do not let your freedom become an opportunity for a sinful nature, worldliness, and selfishness. But through love, serve and seek the best for one another. Be like Christ. Don't be like the old self that's dead, crucified and buried, gone. Hallelujah. But the Lord says, we were called and chosen to freedom. Then let us love and serve and seek the best for one another in Christ. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 16. Hallelujah. This is very important about our relationship, our life in Christ. But I say, walk habitually, live in the Holy Spirit. Seek him. Seek him. And be responsive to his guidance when you seek him. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful flesh. The sinful nature, excuse me. And what is that? Which responds impulsively without regard for God as his precept. Hallelujah. We don't want to be there, right? Amen. We need to do this each and every day. Seek him. Be responsive to his guidance. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Ephesians 4. Verse 30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him, by whom you were sealed and marked. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's mark, his presence, his seal, not the fallen one. And praise God, not the mark of the beast. Because it's not here yet. Glory to God. Branded as God's own. Hallelujah. For the day of redemption. Oh, praise God. The final deliverance of the consequences of sin in this flesh. That day is coming. Hallelujah. Then we won't deal with this anymore. Hallelujah. We'll be resurrected and we'll be glorified and we'll be like our Lord and be with him forever. Hallelujah. We come face to face with our glorious King and Savior. Hallelujah. That day is coming. Glory to the Lord that it comes forth, the Lord says. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we humbly ask you to help us do this each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God that we claim the word of God and its promises and what we are commanded to do and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husband, love your wife. Seek the highest good for her and surround her with caring, unselfish love, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. You, me, the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Men of God, let us who are married seek and do this as Christ has for all of us, his church and bride. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8. Dealing out full and complete vengeance to those who do not seek to know God and those who ignore and refuse to obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus by choosing not to respond to him. You see, the ones that this vengeance and all this judgment and wrath are coming on, it's the ones that ignore, do not seek God, do not obey the gospel. People have to realize they're playing. He's God. Oh, yes, he loves. But he's a very righteous and just God. And he hates sin. And he will deal with it severely because of all of what has happened and what it cost him. Oh, yes. And remember, everything of God and everything about us, of his created children, is eternal. Now, one is life. The other one, if you do this right here, in the vengeance and judgment and wrath, is called the second death. Not even life at all. This is an existence. Just a place of eternal, forever judgment that I can't even get a grasp of idea what it would be like if you can think about somebody who's been in prison for years or life. God have mercy. I have to share this to know what happens to those who do not seek to know your God and Savior, what God wants for you, what he has called us to do. Even as he gives us free will, it is best to go his way and believe him and not choose the other. Amen? Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to walk with God and please him. And for whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently what? Seek him. Seek him to know him, to know him personally. Oh, yeah. This is very personal. This is one-on-one. That God truly exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Yes, what will he reward you with? Oh, salvation? What else? His blessing and favor? Oh, praise God. What else? His promises and his life, eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. That's worth seeking, isn't it? Hebrews 12, verse 11. For the time being, no discipline brings joy. Oh, no, most of the time it doesn't. But seems sad and painful. Yet, to those who have been trained by it, afterward, it yields peaceful fruit of what? Righteousness. Sorry, the screen going, you know. Righteousness. And what is that? Right standing with God. And a lifestyle, an attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. He knows best. He's the one who created it. Man thinks he knows best. No, he doesn't. So now we know why we have the tests and trials and our discipline to bring peaceable fruit of righteousness, right standing with God, and a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. Amen? 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Amen, Brother Andrew, amen. Since by your obedience to the truth, since your obedience to the truth, your faith in Jesus, you have been what? You have purified yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Now remember, when God speaks, he's speaking eternally because that's who he is. That's his character, his nature and life. Not temporary, but eternally. Oh, hallelujah. Get a hold of that. Yourselves for sincere love of the believers. See that you love one another from the heart, always unselfishly seeking the best for one another, because God has our best. We should want the best for our brothers and sisters. What God wants for us, we should want for others. God's best, that we seek this and praise it. Amen? 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Above all, have fervent and unfailing love for one another. That's God's love. Man's love fails. God's doesn't. Because love covers what? A multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. Hallelujah. Tough things to overlook. Unkindness, being mean or scoffing at us. But we can, brothers and sisters, in the power and life of God through the Holy Spirit in us, that we unselfishly want the best for others. Amen. Remember, God's best. Remember this. God's best is salvation and eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 John 3, verse 10. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are clearly identified. Anyone who does not practice righteousness, who does not seek God's will in thought, action, and purpose, is not of God. Huh. That means a lifestyle, don't it? It means a lifestyle, a change of life. Born again, new creation, is not of God. Nor is the one who does not unselfishly love his believing brother or sister. Oh, amen. So by this, the word of truth, there are children of God and children of the devil. It's all about what they seek and do. Amen? It really is. Number one, the children of the devil. Anyone who does not practice righteousness, who does not seek God's will in thought, action, and purpose is not of God. God have mercy. Lost, dying, and going to hell. That's not a choice you want. This is what God wants for you. Children of God, anyone who does practice or live righteously, who does seek God's will in thought, action, and purpose is of God. Amen. Found living and going to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 3, verse 22. And we receive from him whatever we ask because carefully and considerately keep his commandments, and we do the things that are pleasing in his sight habitually, seeking to follow his plan for us. Not our plan, not man's plan, and definitely not Satan's plan, but God's will, purpose, and plan for us. Brothers and sisters, know this for such a time as we live and what we're facing and the choices we have, habitually seeking to follow his plan for us, not man's, Satan's, or this world's. Amen? We've got to be different. Stand for the truth in Jesus Christ. The next three scriptures shows us and tells us a truth about repentance. Now listen to this. Let's look. Revelation 2:5. So remember the heights from which you have fallen and repent. Change your inner self your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Seek God's will. And do the works you did at first when you first knew me. Otherwise, I will visit you, remove your lampstand, the church, its impact from its place unless you repent. God of mercy, a lot of churches out there need to do that. Turn from your old ways, your sinful ways, your religious ways, and seek God's will. That is true repentance. Revelation 2:16. Therefore, repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Seek God's will. Or else I'm coming to you quickly, and I'll make war and fight against them with the sword of my mouth and judgment. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah. Repent, turn from your sinful behavior and life, and seek God's will. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation 3, verse 19. Those whom dearly, tenderly love, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior, and seek God's will. Every time the Lord comforts these churches and their sinful way, confronts these churches and their sinful way, he tells them what to do, commands them to do, repent, turn from your sinful behavior, and turn to seek God's will for your life. Amen. Wow. What a way to sum up seeking Jesus Christ for such a time as this. That we who are born again, we better seek him because we depend on him and to lead and guide us as we go through and face the world of lies and deception. The enemy wants us to seek men and religion for guidance and wisdom that leads to death and destruction. But the Lord Jesus wants us to have his blessing and favor, even our trials and tests for such a time as this, that we, as we seek him, he gives us joy and hope. He pours out his grace, mercy, and love abundantly by his Holy Spirit. Amen? To seek him is to truly know him and love him. Amen? Hallelujah. I finish this powerful, encouraging message and study with these two scriptures. Colossians 3, verse 1. Put on the new self. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Yes, seeking him and seeking the things that are above, not be distracted by the things of the world or even the things of our lives, own lives, but focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Getting ahead of myself. Colossians 3, verse 14. Beyond all these things, put on and wrap yourself in unselfish love, which is the perfect bond of unity. For everything is bound together in agreement when each one seeks the best for others. How can we really do this? Seek him and what his will and purpose is for every one of his created children. His best for others is salvation and eternal life through the life and blood of his son, Jesus Christ. To know him, you truly love him. Amen forever. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Do you want to listen to him? Then you need to seek him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Confusion fades. Just a word, and suddenly I'm not afraid.
as you speak, freedom reigns. There is hope in every single word you say. I don't want to miss one word you speak, no, Lord. Because everything you say is life to me. Yes, it is. I don't want to miss one word you speak. Hallelujah. Quiet my heart, I'm listening. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I don't want to miss one word to speak. Because everything you say is life to me. I don't want to miss one word to speak. Thank you, Jesus. To quiet my heart, I'm listening. Hallelujah. Know this about him. As you seek him, know this. Hallelujah. What we are to do. Glory. Your ways are higher. You know just what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I can see. Your ways are higher. You know just what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I cannot see. Your ways are higher. You know just what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I can see. Your ways are higher. You know just what I need. I trust you, Jesus. You see what I cannot see. Come on now. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss one word to speak. Glory. Because everything you say is life to me. Yes, it is. I don't want to miss one word to speak. So quiet my heart, I'm listening. Oh, I don't want to miss one word to speak. No way, Lord. Because everything you say is life to me. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss one word you speak. To quiet my heart, I'm listening. Amen. Amen. I don't want to miss one word you speak. No, Lord. Everything you say is life to me. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss one word you speak. To quiet my heart, I'm listening. Amen. Brothers, sisters, with all the words of death, of sickness, of control, of all the ones that want to put you in bondage, that want to control you, that do not speak life, but they speak death. They speak death to the unborn, to the children, to the old people and all in between. Because that's the nature and the spirit of Satan and the fallen one. And the one that has his nature. But the life, but as God speaks, as the Lord speaks, he speaks life. He has the words of life. He has words to encourage you, to lift you up, to comfort you, to hold you close, and not abandon you, not use you, but love you. So yes, we should want to hear the words of life through the giver of life, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that we should rejoice with what God puts on our hearts and how he's speaking to us in many different ways, his word, numbers, and hallelujah, songs. Let us worship him. For this day is coming, a holy wedding day, not like any other wedding you've ever seen. Hallelujah. Worship the Savior, the bridegroom that is coming for us as church and bride. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Each one of us. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Death, where is your sting? The all sting is holy. 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 The Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. The story of a bride in white waiting on a wedding day, anticipating welling up inside the groom that's crowned the king. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is your sting? Because we'll all be there singing. Holy, holy, holy is the worship the glorious one, the glorious coming King Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Lift your arms, lift your mouth, lift your voices, I mean. Hallelujah. Praise him, the one who loves you, the one who has saved you and have given you a life everlasting. Holy, holy is the Lord, for he is worthy. Glory. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, 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 holy Lord Almighty, glory of the sun, the cross for me. And it is with the bride and groom, a wedding I a glassy see. Yes! Glory of the bride and white, singing on a wedding day. Hallelujah! Glory of the bride and groom, lands on the highest sea. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 yes, the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Glory.
But the Lord is saying, do you hear him speaking? Do you hear him preparing you? Understand, the white wedding dress is the righteousness of the saint, is the righteousness that Christ has given you to have that wedding dress. Oh, hallelujah, bride of Christ. You have that wedding dress by faith, and it will come to reality when you're in the presence of the Lord at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like I've told you many times, that God doesn't see you as dark and lost sinners. He sees you bright and shining by the power of the Holy Spirit with your faith in Christ, that you are bright and shining, the light of God. Hallelujah. Praise his name in faith. And I pray, Lord, that you open the spiritual eyes of your people, that let them see who they are. Glory to your name, and understand who you are, and be encouraged, and be humbled, and understand it is all about him, the light of the world that shines within your life and heart. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you revealing to us tonight, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Glory to the Lord in the highest. As we worship and honor him, that we seek him to intervene in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to his name as we pray. Hadn't heard from Sis Renee, but she was asking for prayer for healing for her joints and comfort, and that she would have peace within her heart and mind about all that's going on. And pray, I continue to pray for Walter and Yancey as they bury their young son, Preston, that passed away. Pray he's in the presence of the Lord. Pray for Andrew and his wife for justice. Any update on that, brother? I know you was facing court case or something, and we was praying and understand. And then we're praying for Sis Erica. How are you doing, sis? Do you have a praise or a testimony, a report of you praying that you are healed and feeling much better and refreshed and strengthened? I would continue to ask for prayer for my niece, Kayla, and her son and what they're going through. What she was sharing today was a picture of what everybody's going through. It seems like they're trying to keep us in a hospital or trying to be sick or trying to be protected by the silly things of men when God is greater. It's a control thing. It's totally a control thing. It's to take control, and that we take care of you and we follow you and we do all this, you do all this and that. But we trust God and but God. See, they're trying to take the place of God. That's what the devil wants. And that's the attitude of fallen man. They try to be the God themselves. But they fail miserably. So continue to pray for her for strength and refreshing and healing, and that there would be a mighty testimony to the people at the hospital and all her friends and all that are involved in this, and comfort and peace for them and healing. We pray for Sis Jeanette and what she shared, and I, you know, that's up to her. She wants it shared. I'm just sharing for her for a prayer. And what she's going through, and that she wants to share it, I'll let that. I'm not going to, because I haven't asked her. But we just pray for that situation and believe that the Lord will intervene. Amen, sis. That's a good. Hallelujah. There's the Lord touching his daughter, and that the Lord intervene, and that he is her healer. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're in the middle of drawing up the documents still. The court case has not been set yet. Are simply rebuking an affidavit. Yep. Okay, we'll continue to pray for that because, yes. Okay, sis, you shared it. Amen. We pray for forgiveness and reconciliation between Sis Jeanette and her daughter and dealing with the stuff that's happening that's causing this, brothers and sisters. All that's going on is bringing division. That's not of God. It really isn't. Trying to break up families. That's the devil. And we need to call it out what it is. You know, it really is. It's of the devil. Now, it is not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast ain't here. Because we're still here. The mark of the beast are for those who will bow down and worship and truly love the Antichrist and Satan. And you know what? They will do it willingly. And they will have to. They will have to make a decision for death, Satan, or probably physical death and life in Christ. Oh, it's going to come down to it. It really is for each one of us anyway, before our last breath. But it's going to get real in the tribulation. But this thing is not good. Everything about it is evil. And it's like the same thing that happened, like I shared with you earlier about that message from Pastor Breaker, Robert Breaker. The kiss of the serpent. Boy, you need to check that one out at Rumble. It'll blow you well and show you clear what's happening and where the influence and the ideas of this thing that's out there. And now they're pushing it toward kids. That tells me I believe the Lord is coming very soon before this is forced upon the kids. But that one lady at Facebook sharing all the people for their precious lives were taken. Just regular people. And none of them sick. All of them, you know, have vibrant lives. And they listened to the lies because they didn't know the truth of the Lord and who he is. And now their physical life is gone, and I pray that they were right with the Lord. God have mercy. We thank God for his mercy and grace for any of our loved ones and friends and whoever are taking this silly thing, this evil, terrible thing that's leading to sickness and death. Because that's what the fallen one wants, and that we want them to have life, and we pray for life for them in the name of Jesus. We pray they cry out to Jesus, and they know their Savior, the one that is Savior of the world, like we know him personally, and you have to. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the answers of prayer. We continue to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, the time's flying. We just thank you for everything, Lord. You know our hearts, and we continue to pray, especially for Sis Jeanette. Thank God, and Sis Consuelo, and Sis Erica, and Brother Andrew, and all of us that were phoned here, and these other people who came in here, Ben, I think it was, and Equip the Saints Ministry. We pray you touch each of their hearts. We pray, Lord, the message goes forth, the anointing spirit is upon it, that people know that they need to seek God. And seek his will for them. And he knows what's best. And he gives what is eternal best. He's even greater than anything of themselves or this world, for sure. Lord, we thank you for this night and your word and the truth of everything. We pray that you hear our heart. You hear our prayers, and I know you do, because you love us that much and much more. And we give you all the glory and praise. And thank you again for this night, Lord. We thank you for your word and what you are speaking to us through word, through song, through messages, through numbers, every way that you are speaking. Like you told my wife, Sis Brenda, your still small voice is speaking like a trumpet. Oh, hallelujah. Leading to your call for us to come home. We thank you and honor you, Lord. We're humble. We're grateful for these prayer answers. And we continue to pray for my niece, Kayla, and Cash. Help them. Heal. I pray you heal Cash and lift up Kayla and Jeffrey. And I pray her other little one, refresh them, strengthen them, know that they are not alone, and that this would draw them closer to you and be a testimony for you, Lord, just like you've done to your with these other people and everything. I mean, our other brothers and sisters here and families and friends, and the testimonies are from the trials and tests that we go through, that we learn how much you love us and how much you are involved in our life. And Lord, we're thankful. And I'm grateful for my brothers and sisters here, and that I pray for them, and I pray that I show love toward them as you have called us, the love that you give us for others, and to be a servant for you and for them. We're grateful for each one, Lord, and help us to be more like you, Lord Jesus. And we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, sis, I know it's time's getting short, but you can come and finish up tonight to sing the song about Jesus. He is the light. He is our light. He is my light. Hallelujah. He's the light of the world. Glory to God. Amen. Bless you too, brother. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, sis, you call. Wow. Time's flying these days. It really is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that word that sis gave, look it up and read it, brothers and sisters. Luke 18, 9 through 14, the one I didn't get to call. Luke 18 through 9 through 14, the Lord has a reason. Check it out, okay? Amen, sis.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I mean, time flies. Time flies, doesn't it, sometimes?
I know.
Yeah. Amen. You go ahead, sis, and finish up tonight, knowing that Jesus is our light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my the Lord is the strength of my life, so I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid, because the Lord is my life, the Lord is my life, the Lord is my life. In the dark of trouble, you will hide me. He will keep me safe, he will guide me. The Lord is my light, He is my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light, my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light. In the darkest hour, you will keep me. Give the last no power when he captures me. The Lord is my light, my salvation. The Lord is the strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light, the Lord is my light. Because the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. You are my light, my salvation, my strength, and my song. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen, sis. Thank God. Well, praise God. Thank you, sis, for being part of this to worship and to serve the Lord and enjoy the fellowship with one another. And the Lord has spoken to us again tremendously, right? Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Bless you, sis.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for you, and we send our love and prayers your way and hope the best
thank
for
you,
and your family. And amen. And thank you again,
amen.
And have a great weekend. And we're very grateful for everything, and say praise God and shalom.
Praise
good night.
Amen. Shalom to all. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bless you.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Bless each one of you, brother, sisters, you, Brother Andrew, Sister Consuelo, and Sister Erica, and all others that were here. And we thank God for each one of you. And we say all glory to Jesus, and that his light does shine upon you and in you, and let it so shine. And we say shalom and good night. Bless each one. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus.